Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
I want to talk to you about the tunnel downstairs.
The walls are lined with a very unusual substance.
It was more than just a punch in the nose.
What's good versus evil? The greatest battle of all.
State inspectors here.
Philip Glossman, it's nice to see you again.
Okay, thanks for your help. I'll see you at 10.
Ah, good morning, Jason. It's a pleasure indeed to find that you've returned safe and sound.
Ah, thanks, Eugene. Good to see you, too. Oh, it looks like I've missed all the excitement around here. Boy, you're gone for a couple of weeks.
Excitement?
Well, yeah, I've got notes and messages from Jack and Connie. I can't seem to figure them out. You want to tell me what's been going on?
I'd love to, but unfortunately, I've been gone as well.
Oh.
You see, I had a time-intensive project to work on at the college and decided to take a brief sabbatical to, rest and recuperate.
Rest and recuperation, huh?
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't have anything to do with Katrina leaving, would it?
Oh, only in that her departure has given me more time to, read and study. It's astounding what one can accomplish when one has the time to, accomplish things.
Uh-huh. And is that mustache one of your accomplishments? That is a mustache, right?
Well, yes. If one uses the word mustache in the broadest possible sense, it hasn't quite filled out the way I'd hoped. I may need to reconsider a mustache as a symbol of the new me.
A new you?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a problem with the old you I didn't know about?
Not specifically. I'm catering to my desire for change since, well...
Since Katrina left. Mm-hmm. Right, I get it. You know, Eugene, I remember once after I broke up with a long-term girlfriend... I wore cardigan sweaters for a whole year. No particular reason, just one of those things I needed to do.
Now, Jason, Katrina and I haven't broken up per se.
You haven't?
No.
I thought
No, no. She's merely giving us geographical and emotional space while we consider the future of our relationship.
Right. You know, that's exactly what Gloria said to me 6 months before she married some other guy.
Jason, are you trying to upset me?
Upset. No, I'm sorry, Eugene. No. Forget the whole thing. You and Katrina, you go be as spaced out as you want to be.
Thank you. I think.
Look, I want to talk to you about the tunnel downstairs.
The tunnel? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The tunnel formerly used for the Underground Railroad. Fascinating, isn't it? I've been doing some research on it.
Good, because I'll want your help.
Mm.
You see, I was thinking that since it's such a remarkable find, we should open it up as an attraction.
Attraction?
Yeah, you know, a display of some kind. Hmm. Telling about how part of Wits End was once a church and the pastor helped free the slaves and all that.
Indeed. But I'm not sure how one would set up such a display in an old tunnel. I assume, for example, the city building codes would have to be consulted for safety?
Well, I just called to see if a city inspector would come check it out. Hmm. I figure that's the best way to go.
And what does Jack think about your idea?
I don't know. I haven't seen him to talk about it. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Teaching kids about history is one of the things we want to do here, right?
Affirmative.
Then, let's get to work on it. You see, I figured the tunnel's wide enough to rope off this section over here while the kids come past over on this side.
I see. You know, Jason, perhaps we could install a sound system with discrete speaker placement to narrate points of interest in the history of the...
Ah, there you are.
Hi, Jack.
Greetings, Mr. Allen.
Welcome back, Jason. I assume your trip went well?
As well as board meetings can ever go, I guess. We finally tracked Dad down for a brief conference call. He says hello.
That's nice.
Greetings, Mr. Whitaker.
He's well, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Well and busy, as usual.
Good, good. So, what are the two of you up to down here?
Well, I've been thinking about the historical significance of this tunnel, and I thought we should turn it into a display for the kids.
Really? This tunnel?
Uh-huh. Unless there are some other tunnels we should consider.
No. A display, huh?
Uh-oh. Something's wrong.
No, it's not that anything's wrong. It's just that, well, I'm not sure the timing's right, that's all.
The timing?
Yeah. A lot's been happening lately, and I think we need to consider this carefully, that's all. It'll be a major investment of time and resources.
Jack,
and...
you're not telling me something.
Perhaps I should leave.
You don't have to.
With all due respect, I'd like to take these rock samples back to the college for analysis anyway. Pardon me.
All right.
See you, Eugene.
Farewell.
Okay, spell it out. Why are you being so cryptic?
I'm not trying to be cryptic. I'm only concerned, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that message. But why?
Well, I had this dream.
Oh, no. Another dream?
I've been having a lot of them lately, but this one in particular had to do with the tunnel.
And what about it?
Well, somehow it... Now, you know, these things aren't terribly clear.
Yes, I know.
But somehow this tunnel became a means to let evil into its end. Oh, boy. Even saying that sounds silly.
What kind of evil?
I don't know. But in my dream, terrible things happened all because of this tunnel.
Jack, are you sure you're not confusing what may happen with things that already happened? I mean, this tunnel was connected to the Underground Railroad in some tragic ways.
I thought of that, but I don't know. I'm not sure what else to say. I'm afraid if we do anything with this tunnel, it's going to lead to trouble.
Yeah, fortunately, I haven't done anything yet. Oh, except a city inspector is coming around this morning.
A city inspector?
Mm-hmm. To check for safety and stuff. But that won't mean we have to do anything else.
I wish we'd talked before you called anyone about it.
Well, you weren't here, and I saw no reason not to. Look, I don't want to be defensive, but it seems like every time I come up with something new for Wits End, you have a problem with it.
I'm sorry, Jason. I'm all for new things. It's just that... Well, I wish I would stop having these dreams.
Yeah, I do too. They give me the creeps. And frankly, you look worn out. I'll tell you what. Why don't you take the day off?
Maybe I will. After the city inspector comes.
Here's your coffee, Mr. Hansen.
Thanks, Connie.
So, what do you think of the tunnel?
Well, I think where city ordinances about safety go, it's fine. May need a little shoring up here and there, but it's fine.
Great.
But I'm gonna have to get a state inspector in to look at it.
A state inspector? Why?
For underground structures like tunnels and mines, the state has its own safety standards that they have to sign off on. It goes back to laws created during the mining boom last century.
Oh.
You're right about the historical significance, too. The state will want to approve anything that might alter or damage a landmark like this. It was a tunnel used for slaves, right?
Right.
Yep, gotta call the state. Shouldn't take long. Might even be able to get someone in this afternoon. Oh, that's my beeper. Thanks for the coffee, but I gotta go.
I'll walk you out.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. Hansen.
My pleasure.
So do you think it'd be a problem installing speakers?
So, what do you think of that?
I think... it makes me nervous. I mean, it feels complicated somehow. There's too much going on.
Yeah. Too bad. Especially since we wanted to use that tunnel for the Israelites.
Don't start, Connie. The Israelites are on hold for the time being.
I know, but...
See, I draw the line when people start getting hurt. What happened to Butch was inexcusable.
Did you tell Jason about the Israelites?
Not yet. There's no point now anyway. Israelites are disbanded.
Okay, I got your message. Though you may have a harder time getting that message across to some of the others.
What do you mean?
Well, Billy McPherson wasn't very happy about it.
Well, Billy can come in and talk to me if he has a problem. The same goes for any of the Israelites. I should have told them myself anyway. I have an idea. Why don't you call him and ask if he can stop by this afternoon?
Wait a minute. I thought Jason said you were taking the day off.
Are you kidding? Every ounce of my instinct tells me I need to stay right here.
Ah, greetings, Miss Kendall.
Hi, Eugene. Where have you been?
The college. Having an analysis done on some of the soil and rock from the tunnel. Might Jack or Jason be here?
Well, Jason's running errands, but Jack's up in the office. Did your analysis come up with anything?
Only that the walls are lined with a very unusual substance that needs further research. It's most intriguing.
I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. For you. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I should report to Jack.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
You know, every time I look at your mustache, I just want to ask you how you're doing.
Well, I believe the progress of the mustache should be self-evident.
I don't mean the mustache. I mean you.
Oh.
You haven't been around, and, well, I was just wondering how you're doing without Katrina.
I am pleased to say that events have taken a turn for the better. My disposition is much improved. I have taken the time formerly occupied by her and filled it with reading and study.
Oh, yeah? What kind of reading and study?
A plethora, encompassing all subjects that will benefit me as a student and as a human being.
Oh, you mean like how to build a new personality in 10 easy steps?
Not exactly.
Are you telling me that you don't miss her anymore?
Not at all. I miss her terribly. In fact, as you have already observed, this mustache has become a constant reminder of her absence. That and the Bible she gave me at Christmas. Perhaps I should get rid of it.
The Bible?
No, this mustache. It may be doomed to failure. I'll have to give that some thought.
Eugene, have you been reading the Bible?
Well, of course. I promised Katrina that I would.
I'm glad to hear it.
Good afternoon. I am Professor Bodrill.
Oh, good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'm here as a consultant to the state, as an inspector. I believe you have a tunnel.
Yeah, the tunnel. That's right.
A state inspector?
I'll explain later. Professor, let me call Jack Allen and tell him you're here.
Please be so kind as to tell him that we're both here.
Both? Both?
Yes. Professor Bodrill and...
Philip Glossman. It's nice to see you again.
Glossman!
Well, hello, Mr. Glossman. What a surprise.
Oh, a good one, I hope.
Well, that always depends. And you're...
Professor Bodrill.
Oh, nice to meet you. Now, you'll have to help me with this. I don't understand how we asked for a state inspector and wound up with a professor. And what is your role in this, Mr. Glossman?
Well, as you know, I'm always interested in anything connected to Odyssey. In this case, I guess you could call me the governor's all-around troubleshooter.
Troublemaker, you mean?
Connie, have you offered either of these gentlemen anything to drink?
No.
I could come up with something at my chemistry set, for Mr. Glossman, I mean.
Now, children, let's be on our best behavior, please.
Can we get on with this?
Yes, I think we should dispense with the pleasantries and investigate this so-called tunnel of yours.
I was hoping that Jason would be here when you came, but... Oh, well, let's go down.
It'd be better if you just pointed us in the right direction. Our inspection should be conducted privately.
Oh, I see. Then simply go through that door and down the stairs. The entryway to the tunnel is through that door at the far end.
Thanks.
We shouldn't be long.
I don't like this one bit.
I must confess a profound sense of uneasiness at the appearance of Mr. Glossman.
Anytime he shows up, there's big trouble.
Look, I understand your feelings, but there's no reason to be rude. Ah, Jason.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
The state inspector's here.
Ah, good.
And Glossman is with him.
Glossman? Who's Glossman?
He's the rather dubious personality from the state government who keeps trying to... How shall I say it?
Destroy Odyssey.
That's one way, I suppose.
Oh, wait a minute. I heard about him. He's the one who tried to build a freeway through Tom's farm and then pulled that environmental scam that...
Helped Tom decide to run for mayor.
He's the one.
Uh-huh. He also fought with my dad over creating Wits End.
Precisely.
So, why is he here with the state inspector?
Well, that's the question of the day.
Indeed.
I don't like it.
Me neither.
He has a history of making things difficult for us.
Speaking of history...
Oh, I'll get it.
I meant to tell both of you that my friends at the college are still analyzing the soil and rocks from the tunnel.
Hold on a minute.
And it just occurred to me...
Jack, it's for you. Billy McPherson's returning your call.
Oh, I better take that in the office. Thank you.
Go on, Eugene.
He'll be right
you
with
were
you,
saying?
Yes, it just occurred to me that there may be some sort of historical information buried in the archives at the library, beyond what we already know about the tunnel's uses. Perhaps I should check on it.
Please do.
Very well. See you anon.
Connie.
Yeah, Jason?
You said that was Billy McPherson?
Uh-huh.
He's the guy my dad knew. The one who used to be in that group. What were they called? The Israelites.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, why is Jack talking to Billy McPherson?
Is he? Oh, I mean, why? Oh, well, I really couldn't say. I mean, well, maybe they became friends after you and he, you know, the two of you.
Maybe I should ask Jack.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I think I will. Call me when our inspectors come back up, okay?
Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, what do you think?
I think we found what we're looking for, but we need to have it analyzed to be absolutely certain. He's going to be very happy.
Good. We've had so many goof-ups lately, we need a success. Now I just have to figure out how to get indefinite access to it.
It won't be easy. People are here all the time, and I understand that Jason Whittaker actually lives here.
Yeah. There's got to be a way around that. A way to get everyone out of the building long enough to get as much as we need.
You'll figure something out. I know it.
You can be sure of that. I have an ace up my sleeve that nobody knows about.
Okay, let me get this straight. You started up the Israelites again to counter the Bones of Wrath, but now you've disbanded them again? I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, Jason. I should have told you, but it all happened so fast.
No, that's not what I don't believe. I don't believe you took that kind of action.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I never would have expected you to do something so aggressive. You had spies and everything. Now I'm really disappointed I wasn't here.
It doesn't make any difference. It's over.
You know, that's the other thing I can't believe. One of the kids gets a punch in the nose and you're calling it quits?
It was more than just a punch in the nose.
Whatever. The point is you can't quit over the first signs of battle.
I can't?
No.
But I did. I won't risk the kid's well-being.
What about the well-being of Odyssey? The well-being of the people you started to help. You can't abandon them. Look, doing good involves risk. That's how it works.
I know that. But it's not my place to put kids in that kind of position.
Then whose place is it? Nobody else is going to mastermind this kind of thing. And you're forgetting that Dad did it a long time ago.
Whit created a gang that did good works, which is what I wanted to do. But now we're in some kind of, what's the word you used? A battle. That's an entirely different situation.
It's good versus evil. The greatest battle of all. I think we should continue the Israelites.
We?
Yes. I'd love to get involved. We could show the Bones of Wrath a thing or two, fight a little fire with fire.
That's what I'm worried about. The purpose hasn't been to fight fire with fire. We're not supposed to fight the way they fight.
Well, sorry. It's the only way I know how to fight.
It'll escalate, each side getting harder and harder until someone is more than just beat up.
But that's part of the risk if we're going to win over the bad guys.
And exactly who are the bad guys, Jason? The Bones of Wrath? I don't think so. In fact, the more I look at the situation, the more I believe the Bones of Wrath are just a small part of a bigger scheme.
Which makes the Israelites critical to undoing whatever that bigger scheme is.
Jason,
look, if you won't keep the Israelites going, then I will.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Well, you don't think they'll listen to me?
I mean, you can't because it would be wrong until we know what's really going on.
Oh, sure. And while we wait around, the bad guys get the upper hand. No thanks.
Oh.
Why does it seem like we keep coming back to the same argument? I want to take action and you want to do a fact-finding tour.
Because recklessly taking action leads to unforeseen problems. Remember the arcade games? What happened with the imagination station?
I remember, and I've decided that whatever went wrong was worth the risk to find out what we could do that was right.
No matter who got hurt along the way.
No one was permanently hurt, and nobody will be. Jack, I don't understand you. I don't understand why you like to just sit around.
I don't just sit around. I So you're taking over the Israelites?
Yeah.
Well, I can't stop you. Any more than I've been able to stop you from anything you've done over the past few months.
Well, you always said I was stubborn like Dad.
Stubborn, yes. But not like your dad. You don't leave me a lot of choice, do you?
Choice for what?
Jason, Jack.
Professor Bovril and Glassman are up from the tunnel.
Okay, we'll be right down. Thanks, Connie. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Aren't you coming?
No, I don't think so. You go ahead. You can fill me in later.
Okay. I'm Jason Whitaker, gentlemen. What did you find?
Oh, it's nice to finally meet Whit's son. I can see the resemblance. I'm Glassman, and this is Professor Bovril.
Right. Any reason I can't get started on my display?
To be direct, Mr. Whitaker, there are several reasons we can't license that tunnel as a display.
Like what?
For one thing, it contains elements that are so unusual that we don't dare allow the public down there until we know more about them.
Safety precautions, you understand.
You mean the same kind of safety precautions like you pulled out at Tom Riley's farm?
Now, that was an unfortunate situation that I've been completely absolved of.
Oh, right.
We'll need to bring experts in to do some extensive testing.
Experts? Wandering all over Wits End? Well,
not all over Wits End, just in the tunnels.
I'm sorry. I don't like that idea.
Well, I'm sorry too, but you'll have to like the idea. As a potential health hazard, we have the legal right to investigate that tunnel.
Oh, yeah? What kind of legal right?
Well, you probably don't know this, but the land Wits End sits on is owned by the city. The building belongs to you, and that's all. So if the state tells the city that we need to investigate a tunnel under their land, we will investigate the tunnel.
Tom Riley will never let it happen.
My guess is that Tom Riley will have much bigger problems than this to deal with. Much bigger problems. Good day, Whitaker. Connie?
Good day.
Whoa, he really sets my teeth on edge.
I can't imagine how he ever got into public office.
Me neither.
We better tell Jack what's going on. Jack? Jack, are you up there? Jack? That's strange.
Did you find him? I checked all over the first floor and... Jason, what's wrong?
It's a note from Jack.
A note?
Yeah, he must have slipped out the back door.
Well, why would he do that?
Because I decided to take over the Israelites. I assume you're one of them.
Well, yeah.
Look, I want you to call Billy McPherson and set up a meeting with the whole gang. We've got a lot of work to do.
Okay. But where's Jack?
Jack's gone. This note is his resignation.
What?
Jack won't be working at Wits End anymore.
Jack has resigned from Wits End? And what's going to happen in this battle between the Israelites and the Bones of Wrath? Will we ever find out what Glassman is really up to? And what does the tunnel have to do with it all? I guess the only way to find out is to keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Moving Targets was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.